On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and today we look at European workplaces coming to America. The dollar's slide against the euro means making goods in Europe for U.S. consumers is more expensive. So German automaker BMW is expanding its operations here. Reporter Brett Neely reports on another company whose maneuver around the exchange rate problem is proving positive for American workers.
Volker Bartels isn't a currency trader. But these days, thanks to the sinking dollar, all we can think about is the exchange rate.
We are in a red mode here. Once it crossed 150, the alarm bells went off.
Bartels is the head of manufacturing for Sennheiser, a German company that makes high-quality and often expensive microphones and headsets. At its factory here in Wennerbastel, Germany, a technician tests the frequency response of one of the company's professional quality microphones. Over a third of Sennheiser's sales go to Americans and other customers who pay in dollars. Sennheiser is typical of many German companies. It's relatively small, family-owned, engineering-driven, and focused on quality. But according to Michael Berta at Berlin's Humboldt University, these companies are also the most vulnerable to currency fluctuations.
The U.S. does import a lot of high-end German technical equipment. And it's just obvious that that's going to be a market that reacts strongly to changes in exchange rates.
Volker Bartels says Sennheiser has been doing everything it can to reduce its vulnerability. A few years ago, the company opened a factory in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The factory makes wireless microphones, one of Sennheiser's fastest-growing product lines. But the factory has also served as a hedge against the strong euro, protecting the company's bottom line. The company takes the dollars it earns and spends them on components and salaries in the U.S., rather than sending the dollars across the Atlantic, where they're worth less and less.
We basically want to be independent of the exchange rate, which means, as we do a lot of turnover in dollars, we try to generate costs on a dollar basis to not have dollars in the purse.
As the dollar has fallen, Sennheiser has kept expanding the plant in Albuquerque. Today, that factory employs 200 workers, about 10% of the company's global workforce. Bartels says that if the exchange rate gets worse, the company is likely to move more production to the U.S. They could cut costs more by going to Asia. Sennheiser tried that 10 years ago, but it didn't work out well. A Chinese supplier stole the company's designs. Thomas Huhne at the Federation of German Industry says moving to the U.S. is a big decision. And many other factors, including the company's strategy, also have to play a role.
It is right that the exchange rate is one reason to move the production, but it's not the only reason. The companies want to be close to their customers.
Volker Bartels says that thanks to the factory in New Mexico, Sennheiser can now fill orders in a matter of days, a big advantage when closing a sale. He says other German companies have also realized the advantages of setting up shop in the U.S.
We see that with some of our German suppliers, actually, who say, well, okay, we know you have a factory in Albuquerque, and just to let you know, we are also moving, and we move to some place in the U.S., and we may serve you from there in future.
At a time of job uncertainty in the U.S., the jobs these German companies will bring with them may help ease the economic pain many American workers have been feeling. For NPR News, I'm Brett Neely in Wennerbastel, Germany.